everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge All-Stars.
Now, you don't want to miss today's episode. We'll be joined by 10-time challenger and one of my favorite humans, Katie Cooley, and we are so excited to have her on here.
Yes, and we will be talking about that terrifying challenge, Anissa's new alliance.
Ew,
and
why are we calling that a new alliance?
And weird. The return of another classic elimination.
All right, let's just start this shit.
Huh. Okay, let's go. Okay, Anissa, it is your favorite part of the episode.
No, it's not.
Okay, but it's Time Bomb, and this is where we do that 22-second recap in honor of the 22 badass challengers that came back on All Stars. Anissa, are you ready to sum up this episode in 22 seconds?
Not at all, but okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
Challenges, tights over waters, we're in a box. We got to solve a puzzle. Then the floor drops. Oh my God, Katie's really scared. She's shaking. She didn't do shit. Then we get back to, Big Easy wins. We get back to the house. Katie throws herself in, but then she gets to pick a guy. I'm maxing and relaxing with your boy Letarian, and we're getting cozy and snuggly. Ooh. And things. And then she calls him in, and I'm really nervous because I don't want him to go home. And then he cries when they lose, and I'm all emotional and shit because that's my little boo-boo for the season.
Done. That was good. That was good. I even gave you two extra seconds because I wanted to hear you say that Letarian was your boo-boo.
My angry boo-boo. He'd be like, girl, you look good today.
I'm like.
Now you know how
Nam felt with Lolo.
Here's your protein shake, Nam. Hope you enjoy breakfast.
Okay, we gotta leave her out of it. I'll send it all love to Lolo and Nam. Send it all love. No hate over here. Let's do this recap, Anissa.
All right, now it's your turn. 22 seconds, girl.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Anissa and Letarian sitting in a tree like K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Said first comes love, ooh, then comes the challenge. Then he gotta leave because it's Nevada. All right, I almost had it there, but I'm gonna keep going because I'm so sad that Letarian's gone, because we finally, in so many seasons, see an epic little romance budding between Anissa and Letarian. It is so cute, and I'm so sad that he's gotta go into this elimination with Katie. We all love Katie. She's epic to watch, but unfortunately in this, I'm done, right?
I'm so mad that you sang that, because people sang that in the house. And Letarian be like, don't let him say that. Why they sing it? You know I can't be distracted, girl.
Ooh, dude,
you know
there's
how
so
he
much
talks. It went from. So, we'll talk about it later. We'll unpack all of this.
Oh, thank God! I need to hear about this because I'm loving
this
for you.
You really want to know? I'll let the people have it. I'll let the people have what they want.
Oh yay! I can't wait. Okay, so let's get into the play of the day. What do you think the best athletic move was?
Play of the day, I would say, I mean, Easy
yes.
is good at puzzles, and
yeah.
This was a hard puzzle. I've never done a puzzle like this before, where not only were you didn't know what you were making because the other team didn't tell us. You didn't know what you were building. And then you also had to do fading colors from lightest to darkest. Then you had to look at all four corners were different, and then there was like some Aztec thing on it. And yeah. It could easily be wrong. And for only one person out of all of us
right.
to get it perfectly right. Because if people were confused, like, it was determined by, well, I can talk about more of this when we get in there.
Yeah. But okay, yeah, let's give it to Big Easy. I was going to give it to him too. So we can just move right on because I think he absolutely crushed that. And I am a big, big Easy fan over here. So it was awesome to see him get a daily win. But what do you think the dirtiest deed was? Do you think it was Derek walking in with that head bandage on, acting like he couldn't go into elimination?
Everybody seems so hurt. I'm like, yes, brought a doctor's note.
I can't.
Like, the guys got so creative. I give the dirtiest deed to all the guys that tried to get out of that elimination.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you guys really tried.
Oh, man. Well, you know, play of the day could also go to Letarian for stepping up and taking that spot like a man. Like, he definitely took that.
He did.
Okay, and he's
shut up. Shut up right now. I'm out of here. So Tori's going to finish the rest of the podcast while I go hide under the covers.
No, I can't interview myself about Letarian. He doesn't even know I exist. I need to interview you about Letarian. Okay, let's get into this daily challenge so we can get off your back a little bit with this one. Let's talk about the escape the room. So you guys were stuck in these, like, sheds above water with trap doors and puzzles. Anissa, how terrifying was it?
I mean, it's terrifying. You don't know when your trapdoor is going to open, mm-hmm. and you have to solve this puzzle. And it's basically whichever team gets the most puzzle pieces in the right order mm-hmm. wins. So right. It was just like, at least if three of us get it right, or the majority of it right, we have a chance of winning. And if we win, you know, Katie will be safe. I just went into elimination. If we're still trying to play this game safely, I can stay out of it. But it definitely was hard because you couldn't gauge what was happening up there. You didn't know if, like, because once I found out there were letters, I'm like, I didn't know if we were going to get the same letters in order. Mm-hmm. We still don't even know what it's spelled because I don't think any of the people that went first got theirs.
Gotcha.
So it's tree or free or
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it definitely was one of the crazier ones because I don't think we've ever done a puzzle above water like that.
No, it looked absolutely terrifying. Like, a puzzle like that is hard in its own right. And then you have to put water there and a trap door. It looked like you hit your hand on the way down. Did you bang it on the side?
I'm not sure because I saw that too. I'm looking at my hands now. I think I was fine.
Okay.
But I was so bruised still from the ropes. This was all like, I mean, I didn't tell you, like, people were missing skin from the rope challenge. Yeah,
wow.
Like, wow. John A, Jemmy, everybody had, like, oozing sores. Like, they had ripped all the skin off. Darrell, everyone. Ruthie had a big gash. And then when I was punching through the things, my knuckles were bruised, my forearms were bruised, everything. So,
oh,
like,
man.
I don't know if I hit anything. If I mm-hmm. did, I didn't feel it because I had shit everywhere else.
Totally. Oh, man. Well, it was epic to watch, like, you guys perform in both challenges, but this one especially because, like, obviously so many people were overcome by that fear. They didn't have the ability. Like, you saw Katie in this one, which rightfully so. Like, she obviously has hit her face multiple times. So, like, of course she's going to be petrified to do this. But Darrell was also freaking out a little bit. Like, there's plenty of people who were, like, really scared to do this. So it seemed like an incredibly difficult challenge. But, like we said, Big Easy pulled through and got that win. So, like, what was his energy like after he won?
Oh, he was hype.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell Big Easy anything.
No.
He was like, I'm the man. Like, I got it. I told y'all I was good at puzzles. I'm the only one who got it right. And you know what? When you're the only one who gets it right. Well, he didn't say that. But, you know, like, when you're the only one that gets it right, you got to feel good about yourself.
For sure.
It's not like three other people got it right. You just got it right faster.
Yeah, right.
When you beat everybody else, it feels great.
Right. I mean, but those trap doors were interesting because it's like, how did you know which one was going to go first? You didn't, right? So some people had more.
Yes, you did know.
Oh, you did. It was from the side.
Yeah, it was from left to right.
Oh, so did you choose where everyone stood?
Yes. So
okay.
Katie was like, I don't need to be up here longer than I need to be up here. Like, I'm not going to do well.
Right.
I hate this already. And then Yes and I felt the most confident doing the puzzles. And then Derek felt the least confident, and
that makes sense.
So we gave him more time to figure it out.
All of this makes way more sense.
So Yes and I were in good, Yes and I were in our spots together, so he could see stuff for me and I could see stuff for him.
Well, I give Katie some credit. She put herself in the spot that falls first. Obviously, she was bracing herself for that. And then she also obviously throws herself into elimination, and she's going up against Kendall and Mark because they lost. So what was the house thinking when they lost? Were you guys like happy?
Well, I love Mark. So I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Mark and I are good friends and I really respect him. But Kendall, like, I was fine with that. But she was attached to Mark at that point. So it was a really hard thing. Like, I knew Kendall was going to be, you know, if we make it to the final, like, she's going to be hard to beat.
But you know what I find interesting? Like, she probably will be hard to beat, but like you said, and like TJ said in the beginning, there's one winner. So like the girls are not the ones that I would actually be worried about. I would be worried about the guys.
It's the guys. Exactly. But we don't know how the final's going to be set up.
Right. That's true. You know?
Like, so I don't think they would make it that different, but it's just, I don't know. It's like, you know, we put her in one elimination. She got out, you know, mm-hmm. Now she's in another one. She just won, you know, the mini final. Like, She was great on the ropes. Like, she does pose a little bit of a threat. I don't know how she is under pressure. Like, I don't know how she is with eating. I don't know how, I know how she is with swimming in cold water. Like, there are certain things where I'm like, I know that I'd beat her, but
yeah.
If it's a foot race, she's probably going to beat me. So for me and my game, you know, it would be cool, but also Mark's attached to her. So that was upsetting. And then I have Katie going in, who's one of my closest friends, who brings me the most joy. You know, Katie's so awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose her. Just for the simple fact that, like, she's pure, I mean, entertainment.
Yeah, she's dope.
You know? And well, she feels like, go ahead.
I love that, you know, we get to see Katie. I wish we got to see more of her. Obviously, she gets a chance to shine. But let's talk about some other entertainment in the house, Anissa. Let's talk about
Nope.
You said you would give the people what they want.
Okay, fine.
Tell us about you and Letarian. Because from what I know, obviously you were saying there was something going on. You could see the vibe. Where did it start? When did it start? And how is it going?
So, I don't know how it started because I came in there and Estella's like, what about Letarian? I'm like, no, he's so angry. Like, and then he started talking and Letarian doesn't talk a lot. He's very observant. He sits in the corner. Like, he's not that, like, he's much more of an introvert in the truest form. Mm-hmm. But when he does speak, it's like very profound. He has something to say, like, you shut up and you listen. And he had said something one night and I'm like, oh my God, you little nerd. Get over here. And it was something about that I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, he had shared some other personal things. I'm like, damn, you know, like, we all have lives outside of here that shape who we are and our ability to persevere and the things that he wants to do, the things that he has been doing with his life in his career. And it just, like, I don't know. And then he won the mini final. I was like, okay, daddy. And then we had a pajama party that they don't show.
Okay.
We had kissed by the jacuzzi, and then we went on a little stroll, and then we had another kiss another night, whatever. And then I had gotten in his bed. Mm-hmm. I was like, can we cuddle a little bit?
Yeah.
I was like, nothing like crazy. It was very innocent.
Yeah.
And just a little thigh rub. I was like, yeah, I didn't. Guys, listen, mm-hmm. Your girl had a couple glasses of wine.
You looked cute.
I had a roamy hand that evening. I had a roamy hand. My hand had a mind of its own. My hand was a lone traveler. I had a roamy hand.
Romeo, where art thou hand, Romeo?
It's a roamy fucking hand. And so embarrassed to watch it.
Oh, don't be embarrassed.
I was turning red. I get shy, and no one knows that about me either, but I do. So I was like, you know, I clearly asked for consent, like, can I cuddle with you?
Yeah.
And then he went to go. He's like, I got to go brush my teeth. I'm like, okay, Letarian. He came back. He was like, yo, you got to go get out of my bed. Because he was going into elimination, he thought, the next day. So he had to, like, prepare for that. I'm like, no, snuggle with me. Like, no, you got to go. And then I was mad. So the next day, he brought me coffee in the morning.
Aww.
And I'm like, I don't really want to talk right now. And then I was mad at him for a good 40 minutes. And then I came down and I had him come talk to me. And I'm like, listen, like, you know, we just talked about stuff. So after the elimination and him being like, I don't want to do this. The people were like, Anissa and Letarian, hashtag black love, hashtag challenge babies, hashtag Beth is trying to, like, do, you know, wedding plan.
Oh, so this was back when Beth was still there.
Yeah. And Letarian was like, you know, you'd be a really good mom. And that's kind of, I think, what got me too. Mm. Really got all emotional and shit because people kept telling me that. I was like, stop it.
You're like, okay, give me a baby. So it's like, give me a baby, okay.
Right. Well, he was like, what do you think about? I'm like,
oh my God. So where is it now? What's going on? Give me the scoop.
So I FaceTime him a lot because you know I'm a big FaceTime girl.
Yeah.
And because I want to see people that I talk to. You know, I'm expressive and I like to see my friends. Yeah. But I would like to see him outside of this and see if, like, there's anything.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. But what's crazy is one of my best friends went to college with him.
Wow. Maybe it's a sign.
I don't know. Just, like, everybody stop watching my Romy hand, okay? And if you ever get in bed and there's a camera, just tell them that your hand had a mind of its own. It was a Romy hand, a consensual Romy hand. I didn't go anywhere too crazy.
Listen, it wasn't crazy. It was super cute. And, like, it was good to have a moment like that on the show because, let's be real, it gets savage once the eliminations and the challenges start. And it was nice to have a little love break in the middle there because then, obviously, the next day, he's going into elimination. So what was your thought as soon as he got called down? Were you nervous?
Did you see my face? I was like,
yeah.
I wrote him a whole letter.
You did?
Yeah. Like, I don't think people ever see me in these, like, kind of romantic, vulnerable, like, spaces.
No, yeah,
so,
definitely not.
You know, it just felt very natural. So I wrote him a letter, like, no matter what happens, like, no, I wrote it after, I think. And I was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, keep your head up. Like, you know, you went in there. You did what you could. Don't beat yourself up. Because he was crying. And I was just like, he's like that kind of guy. Like, he's so, so very, like.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Involved in things. And he was just like. This was, like, one of the best times I ever had in my life here. And I know, right?
Do you think?
He's always like, yo, I ain't rubbing your fucking thigh.
Yeah.
And then when he opens up and he's like, this is, like, one of the best times I've ever had. And a lot of people said that this season. Like, this was the best time they ever had. And when you hear that, especially from, like, these big men that are all macho.
Yeah.
It just, like, touches your heart and makes you want to have a Romy hand.
Makes you want to have a Romy hand? Oh, my God. That's so amazing. All right. So he obviously has to go in. You're rooting for him, like... How hard was it?
It's hard, though. I love Mark, and I had to explain to Mark after that. I'm like, you know why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, my hand doesn't want to roam on you, Mark. This isn't my Mark hand.
Maybe back in the day. Maybe back in the day. But it's just, Mark understood it, though. Mark's a cool guy. Like, literally before that, Mark's like, if I left, like, at least, like, I made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Mark is here for really, really big reasons, and, you know, that showed up tonight.
I mean, it was an awesome elimination to watch. That's always a really hard elimination. It doesn't matter how big or strong you are. It comes down to technique and gas. Like, it comes down to being able to actually use your muscles for that long period of time. So it's going to be really awesome talking to Katie about it because Katie was obviously in that elimination. She crushed it. You saw her take Kendall out in that first round. And I'm so excited to pick her brain about it. You love Katie, right? She's one of your, like, favorite challenge people.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to dive into this later in this episode. Guys, stay tuned because Katie Cooley is coming on to interview with us and give us all the scoop, so stay tuned.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, folks, we have now come to one of my favorite times in the podcast where we get to interview an all-star. And this all-star is not just an all-star. She is a good friend of mine, probably one of the funniest people. I don't know how she still looks incredible after all of these years. You may know her as Katie Doyle. She is now Katie Cooley. And she is here today to chat with us about all-stars.
Yay!
Hello, Katie.
Hello, ladies.
It's so great to see you and finally meet you. You are a fucking force to be reckoned with, have been since God even knows when. Like, when was the last time you were on a challenge? Was it the Inferno?
No. That was, my last one was Cutthroat in 2010. So it's been
okay. Oh my gosh. What did it feel like to come back?
I was nervous. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I definitely didn't expect it to be like, you know, a real challenge. I thought it was going to be backyard games. I'm sure a lot of people said that. I mean, I figured we'd have to do a little work, but that was just like, whoa, okay. And I've gotten more scared as I've gotten older. So I do cry on Ferris wheels. And so, you know, I've like watched it, you know, and I'm like, Katie, you're a joke.
Wait, so you're saying you didn't like swimming without a life vest and diving down for cubes?
I didn't like anything with water, to be honest. Like, I just, no, not my thing.
But at least you could admit it. I'll say that is one thing about you, is that you don't lie often. And you're very honest about who you are. And I think in this episode, you were like, you have to be like self-aware. And you actually, I think if I could quote you, you said you were the most self-aware person there. That's fine if you think that's totally fine. But no, I agree. I think it takes, you know, a lot to be.
I feel like everybody on the show just talks about how strong they are and how great they are. And first of all, like, yeah, if you're, you know, like, these challenges are awkward and they're weird. No one's like, I drop, you know, from a floor faster than you, and I can grab a cube under the water faster than you. It's like, shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. And if you want to talk about decorating, I'll whip all your asses. But like, I know my strengths. But unfortunately, they're not paying us to be there to decorate. So, but I mean, in the sense of like, I mean, I just hear people tell me like, oh, I'm really strong. I can lift this. I can do that. I'm like, well, you know, good for you. But see, I also don't care about that. So if you came up and you were like, Katie, I can run faster than you, I'd give you a high five and walk off. Like, man, I don't care. That means zero. Like, but in a game of competition and money, you know, I'm like, okay, so my strategy the entire season was to not be a threat, which was like Kendall's, you know, that's what people saw Kendall as. So she suddenly was getting, you know, consistently thrown in. And, but then as they started, you know, doing a lot of partner stuff, I started to be like, well, I can't say I suck that bad because then, you know, it can backfire. So I feel like it depends on the type of thing, but I would be like middle to low.
Wait. Katie grabbed me outside, or we were inside. She was like, don't tell anybody, but I do Orange Theory. And I was like, I okay.
Orange Theory kicks ass. Like, Orange Theory is no joke. It's amazing.
So she didn't want to tell anybody. She didn't want to tell anybody that she actually. She was like, Anissa, I haven't worked out in like 10 years, and then whispered to me because she loves me. I do Orange Theory. I was like, Katie, I'm not going to tell anyone that you actually work out at home. You also pushed out a baby and you carried one around. So I feel like that alone is a strength that none of these guys, no matter how many muscles, you know, or a lot of people that haven't gone through that, can actually, you know, say that they're really that strong. Like, are you really? You know, do you get cramps? Mm-hmm. Do you have to deal with cramps 12 months out of the year? No. Okay.
Talk to me when you do. Is this coming up because you're on your period right now?
I don't have it right now, Tori, but thank you for trying to be inside of my uterus. I said I was getting it.
I know.
I said I was getting it. It is coming.
I know.
You feel the rage.
My boobs hurt.
See? Yeah, my left nipple's like, what's going on?
The things women have to deal with on challenges. Is women go through a whole different struggle. But you know what I like about you, Katie, is that, like, number one, you said you're so aware. And you were just like, you own your shit when you don't want to do something or when you feel like you made a mistake. And or not even make a mistake. When you just don't want to operate in a challenge because maybe you're afraid. And, like, in this challenge, we see that you're pretty shaken up because it's obviously heights over water. And rightfully so, because obviously you've been injured from this type of challenge multiple times now.
Yeah.
So, like, what is this, like, intensity like coming back into this show, like, seeing heights over water again? What was it like when you were standing up there holding your life vest and not doing the puzzle?
Well, you know, it wasn't shown, but, like, it was Derek, Anissa, yes, and myself. And they all knew I was terrified and they were so cool about it. Like, I'm used to being back in the day, you know, the Kenny and Evan and Johnny being like, you better try, bitch. You better fucking try. You're going home, and just being horrible, which never motivated me either. I mean, it's not like I'm suddenly right. Okay. Yeah, I'll do whatever you want. Suck.
Right.
But they were like, it's okay, Katie. We love you no matter what. It's fine. It's fine. Because I kept saying, I'm so sorry. They didn't show that. But I was like, I'm sorry, guys. Because I did zero. I think I flipped two over and I was like, it's going to drop. And then I just held on to my life vest so that my arms wouldn't get hit as the door opened.
I couldn't deal with your face because I knew you were scared on the way up. But I didn't know you were having a whole mouth twitch. Of fear.
Oh, it was
yeah, you're. Like,
yeah, because I was trying not to. I was trying not to cry because I'm like, I think I went through all of like my challenge career, whatever you want to call it, never crying. I would get pissed, and that emotion was easy for me to display. And then on this season, I'm like, okay, I cried over the challenge, over the heights, and, you know, got teary eyed with my fight with Trishelle, cried when I left this. You know, being a mom does change. You know, or it changed me. I'm definitely more emotional than I used to be. But I mean, I was scared and I'm like, and I don't care to tell people I'm scared. I mean, I don't. I'm like, yes, I'm terrified. Because when you stand there and you try to not act like you're scared, I mean, I love how Darrell is always really open about being, you know, scared over heights over water. But he's a beast everywhere else. And he actually does really well even over water. I just like froze that time. And I was just like, I think I'll just go in. I knew it as I was holding the vest. Like, I'm probably just going to go in because I'd rather do that than I'd rather go into an elimination than to get hurt.
A lot of people don't say it, but when we did trivia and when we did this trapdoor thing, it's the fear of like you're not holding on to anything and you're anticipating this fall. I was scared, but I feel like if you freak out, it just adds to like the freak out of another person.
It totally does. I was in my own head making it 500 times worse.
And I'm like, you're gonna be fine. Like, the floor was padded, like, but I know what it's like to fall and like cut something open and have to get stitches and people calling you a pussy until they realize that you just got a needle in your face and your ass. You had two black eyes before, like you're bruised and cut up everywhere. Like, that trauma kind of stays with you. I'm getting chills right now. Like, I watched you, like, watching people fall like that and not knowing, even though their Diego was in the corner pushing the buttons, like, you still freaked out. I don't care who said they weren't scared. Like, I was just anticipating the fall. And then how do you brace yourself? And what if you hit your hand? Like, it's scary.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I held onto my vest. Cause I figured in my mind that I would be messing with the puzzle and then check door open. And then I'd slam my hand and like, man, I'm not a fan of pain and I don't like scars. And I was watching every girl. I'm like, you have scars everywhere. That's going to be there forever. I don't want to go to a dinner party with my husband with some giant scar because unlike everybody else, I don't want to share this war wound. Well, one time I was on this MTV show. And shut your mouth. Like, I don't want to hear that. I would rather just have nice, very white porcelain skin. Unscarred. I'm like, I don't want to be in some nice cocktail dress at an event with some giant, like, rope burn scar on my arm. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pass on that. You guys go
for it. It went
away. And also, I'm going to be very honest. I never once, ever, and, like, this probably makes me an idiot, but as soon as TJ announced there was one winner, I never thought in my mind, well, it might be me. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be me. As a one winner now in a team or pairs, I feel like I would have had a better chance. And having a better chance at winning might have made me not nominate myself. But at that point, I was like, all right, you know, got to go back to work. I miss my family. I did not lose on purpose. That's 100% true. I laid in bed and I prayed and I said, if I'm supposed to win, give me the strength to win. And if I lose, then I will be 100% okay. What I was concerned with was that somebody else had to go home with me. And I didn't like having, you know, Letarian, you know, like his opportunity to be taken away because he did have a shot, $500,000. But I had that conversation with him and I said, like, you know, I just feel bad. And he kept saying, no, I'm ready to go in. I'm ready to go in. So I was really concerned about that because, you know, I wasn't having a power trip. You know that, like you were there. I was very uncomfortable with it. I only talked to Yes and Letarian. I told everybody else they were safe and fine. And so they were both aware. And, but I never thought that I really had a shot of me climbing some mountain and doing whatever the final is and being like a good chance of me winning. I think if it was, you know, if it was teams of three or something, I would have thought differently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I mean, I'm better at eliminations than challenges.
And you kicked ass in eliminate. I wish people would have seen, like, first of all, I mean, I could say this for Challenge Confidential, but that second round when Letarian falls, that was the first go that you guys did. That was the first time because he didn't even know how to hold the rope because you got to feel it out. And Mark was playing with it. Like, they didn't show the breaks the guys would take, like the gentleman breaks.
Yeah, guys took so many breaks. Me and Kendall took none. We were like, boom. And the guys would rest for like, I don't know, maybe 15 seconds, nothing crazy, but they would rest and they'd look at each other like, are we cool? Like, no. And I'm
count each other back in.
Letarian's hair going, yank his ass. And Kendall told me later, she was telling Mark the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no resting. And Kendall and I are friends, you know, but we went into that and, you know, we didn't even, I mean, we were joking before we competed and then we hugged after. But during that, and you guys know, you've gone against each other and it's hard to go against a friend, but, it's game mode, you know? And so like, I was trying, but yeah, I think I knocked her off twice.
How many rounds and did you go?
I feel like it was like five.
Yeah, it was
I felt
a
like
lot.
It was forever.
It was.
But I think also when, like, I know that Kendall's very strong and she's got the yoga background. She's definitely got more endurance than I do. I just was like, my best asset, I guess, is maybe strength. And so I felt like if I could pull her off in the first 30 seconds, that was my only chance. And then after 30 seconds, if it didn't happen, I'm just going to get worn out. And she knew that too.
Yeah. I can't believe that you guys went more rounds than what we saw. And I actually can believe that because that's how editing works. But how long do you think each individual round went for and for the guys as well?
I don't know. Because, you know, when you're in it, like, you have no concept of, like, time. Everything seems super fast. And you're like, no, that was...
It could have been 45 minutes, like, the whole thing. But it was just, like...
The whole thing,
like,
yeah.
Katie and Kendall would still be going and the guys would have been done. Or, like, you know, there were times where it was, like, Mark and Letarian were taking breaks to the point where TJ was like, no more breaks, guys. Like, chill out. And they were having, like, breaks. But these guys are like, we're almost 50 and our backs hurt. Like, can you please give us some time? And they just, I mean, they really went back and forth. But Katie has like a superpower. She does have this weird super strength.
Look at this.
I don't know. What's that?
Is that the bruise?
That's from after. That was in my hotel room when I went home.
But where is that? Is that your thigh?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Arm? My thigh.
Yeah, I'm like, what part of your body is showing us, you freak? Okay. Katie just showed,
everybody
Katie just showed us a thigh bruise for anyone who wanted to know because you can't see us. It was a very, very pinkish red Irish bruise. Wow.
It was an Irish bruise.
I was holding my white pasty legs. That's what I think about every time I watch the episode. Not how well I did, but how white my legs are. Self-tanner would have done miracles, but it's like, come on.
Stop.
And why do they keep showing me in bed with no makeup? That's another problem. Why am I always like in bed looking like a sloppy asshole?
That was part of my favorite. That was one of my favorite parts where your eye mask was half on. It looked like a little hat.
Because I'm like, don't come in here and talk to me. I'm trying to go to bed, but I love bed, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, totally. Wait, so going back to the elimination, because I just want to know, like, obviously you were working with Letarian, and he was such a gentleman about the entire thing.
I know,
like,
he really was.
And he came up to you and, like, literally handled that like such a man. And it was probably so relieving for you to, like, actually be like, thank God, somebody's, like, coming up to me and working with me. But obviously after you guys compete together and you inevitably both lose, did you feel bad for picking him? Or was he, like, okay with the loss? Like, how was it after?
I did feel bad. I apologized to him, but he was a complete gentleman. He was like, hey, it's okay. It's our time to go. Like, there's not a person here I'd rather go home with. And he was, I mean, he was so awesome. And during, like, when we're, like, sitting in that bar, Derek also said, if you need me to go in with you, I will, but I'd rather not. But he just was like, and so that didn't get shown. But Letarian just walked up and just said, I'll do it. And then other people, I think like it was Derek and Darrell and, you know, Hisela, maybe Anissa were saying, you know, yes, is also someone you might want to consider because he's, you know, super athletic and agile. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, okay, so I did tell both of them, like I said, like, you guys are who I'm considering and it's just dependent on the challenge, but I want to give you a heads up because no one wants to be surprised like Anissa was, you know, getting pulled in and you're not having any kind of heads up. Mm-mm. I mean, she killed it, but a lot of times, you know, you need that mental space to be like, all right, now, and kind of zone into it. And as we're walking up, about four or five people told me to pick yes. And I looked over at Letarian and he just gives me this head nod, you know, this very confident head nod, like he didn't hit. And then I was standing on the platform next to Yes and he goes, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of nervous. And I didn't want that. You know, I don't want somebody who's nervous. I wanted that guy who was just like, yeah, I think he said, let's bash in some fucking skulls or something. You know,
he gets so hyped.
Yeah. And I mean, Yes isn't an idiot. He probably, well, everybody's nervous for an elimination, but I think he also, he wasn't as gung-ho about going in. And I think that Letarian came to compete and that was, you know, what he wanted to do. And he was so cool. I mean, he really was. Like at the hotel afterwards, we flew home the next day. He was not bitter, not pissed. And you know, you can go home with somebody and they are bitter and pissed. And it makes for an awkward plane ride home, you know? So
yeah,
I had that regret.
I loved that he like in his interviews, he's like, I didn't come here to not compete. Like there's so many people who are afraid to go in elimination. Same for you, Katie. Like you went up there, you're like, yo, I didn't do so great in this daily. You can throw me into elimination. And that's the second time you said that you would go into elimination. Like I'm so with that because there are so many people and I get it. The name of the game is to get to the end and try to win. Obviously you're going to compete and work your butt off, but if it's not your time, it's not your time. And like, why not find out sooner than later?
Right. I mean, that's true because I'm not like, oh, don't pick me because that's, I've said it a million times. That's the thing I'm not that scared of is the elimination. I don't want to go in, but I'm not afraid of it.
It's also part of the game, you know, like, oh my God, somebody wants to vote me out. Well, somebody's got to go in. And if you, especially.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to, you know, sit there and vote for somebody who actually tried. And maybe, you know, Demi's right. I've gotten soft, but like, I don't know.
I like Katie a lot.
I'm not being an asshole, okay? Like, I don't want to be an asshole. Some people think that's fucking cute. I don't, you know? Like,
I love myself, but
I am not outwardly an asshole. Every fight I've ever been in on any of these shows is because someone's come at me and I respond. But I don't just awkward or, you know, just go up to people and try being a dick.
Yeah.
Not cool.
I don't think that you, I think that soft suits you very well. And I don't think you come across soft. I think you come across very brave. Even when you don't want to compete in something, you still tried. You still flipped over two of those puzzle pieces. And obviously yeah. you flipped over. Okay, but still, you still did two.
Still a Tremors. Right?
And then. And then after that, you're like, I'm going to go in. So I think you're super brave. And I think that, like, I still think you had an awesome season, even if you didn't come out on top. But now that you're not there anymore, who are you rooting for that is still on the show?
I mean, Anissa.
Yeah.
Because I put, there was a trophy, like, we had this trophy case that was part of the decor in the house. And I opened it up and I stole a trophy and I put it on her bed when I left.
I thought it was Letarian. I thought Letarian took it out because Letarian made a bow and arrow out of bamboo and he left it behind my bed. I didn't know until like a week ago that Katie did that for me.
What left you gifts?
Oh, that's yeah. so sweet.
Because I was like, you know, I know that she's been, and you know, I feel like Anissa doesn't get enough credit. Like people are like, she's done so many. I'm like, she's putting herself through school. She's going to be a sex therapist. She has zero student loans. She's laughing to the bank. So shut your mouth. She's going to win this shit. And then she's going to help yeah. you with your weird sex life.
I fucking love that.
See, that's
why I love Katie. Cause you, there's no bullshit. Yeah. Like, you just get, she's a straight shooter, which
yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
I love.
Oh gosh. Well, you know what? You talked a little bit about Orange Theory, which I absolutely love. I'm also into that type of fitness as well until they obviously shut it down because of COVID because, yeah. you know, the world yep. shut down for a bit. But how else did you prepare for this show?
I got my hair done.
yeah.
Got a massage. I did get a facial. Went and bought some clothes. No, I didn't really do much because, I mean, they only called us like mid-December or called me mid-December. And then we left like in January. And then I have Christmas and all these other things going on. So like right around like January, like 5th, I'm like, I should probably start getting ready for this show.
In 15 days. And,
yeah. So it's like, I don't know, but I don't over prepare for things because as like with my personality, it gets in my head and I get too nervous just like anticipating the fall. So it's just like, I'm going to let everything happen the way it needs to happen. And you know, like, mm-hmm. so I just, you know, I did try to have fun in the sense of, I didn't want to be stressed out. Like when I was 22, this was my income. This is how I paid my bills. And then I did appearances afterwards. I felt like I had a lot more on the line than maybe I do today. Today I was like, oh my God, I've been trapped in a house with homeschool and COVID. Like, I'd like to travel.
Yeah.
I want to go sleep in a twin bed.
Yeah. I want to sleep in some shit bed with a bunch of other people.
With a bunch of bees outside. So Katie's afraid of bees too. She's never been stung by one, funny fact. But yes, we had so many bees. We had so many bees. Mm. They were everywhere. And we also, I broke the screen on the thing because there was a door because we had a patio. And then you could pull the screen down to block out the bees. Well, that ripped. And Katie would like, we'd leave the door open and Katie's bed was right by the door. And she was like, nope, nope, bees. Nope, nope. Get them away. You would think that well, she would need an EpiPen.
Yes, because I overreact to the bees. I justify it. I just tell people, oh, I'm allergic, you know?
Yeah.
And I said that. And then Cindy, one of like, you know, she's on the production side, called and said, that wasn't on your paperwork. And I'm like, yeah, because it's kind of a lie. Like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't overreact so much that, and I would have just lied on my paperwork. I used to, and I forgot. It's been 10 years. That yeah. way, you never make me do a challenge where you have to stick your hand in something that has a bunch of bees because I'd be like, peace.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we didn't see any bees this challenge, but obviously, you've been through a lot of challenges. You've done plenty in the past. I mean, you won the Inferno, right? And mm-hmm. like you said, the last season was cutthroat. So, like, what is the difference, do you think, now from back then from being on the show? Like, what are you?
Huge difference. I think people grew up. I mean, as far as like everybody that was on All Stars for the most part had just grown up. So a lot of the stuff that I feel would have made us like freak out at 23, 24, we just kind of are like, eh, whatever. Yeah. the guys, they like back in the day, they, you know, would like untie your swimsuit top. They'd call you names. They'd call you fat. They'd call you lazy. They were just horrible. And now like you walk over with a plate at a dining table and like three of them get up and try to give you their seat. And you're like,
what? Oh, wow. And then gentlemen.
Yeah. Or if they were outside, they'd say, oh, ladies, we're going to go in. Does anyone need a glass of wine? I'm like, what? And then if it was cold, they'd offer a sweatshirt. Like, and no name calling, any of that stuff. I felt like the guys definitely grew up more than the girls. I mean,
God, I can't wait till these new guys grow up like that.
Well, I hope. I don't think they make them like they did then. So good luck, Torre.
Yeah, I mean, it was it was nice to see that. And I know Darrell was like, and Anissa, I'm curious what you think too. Darrell was like, I like these. This challenge because I'm with my people. Like, I feel like he's with people, you know, I'm sure on the other ones, like, you're old. This one, you know, we're all the same age. And I think the challenges now seem much more serious. I would probably last an hour on it. I mean, I'd be like, oh, that's scary. That's it. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and go. I'm just going to walk.
But Katie, we were literally doing the same shit we would have done on a regular challenge on that one. The ropes thing, the dropping out of stuff, the trivia, like the swim. The first one was I think I can count on one hand how many times I've swam without a life vest. So, and we were going deep, like all of that. Not cool. I thought it was going to be a little less crazy, but it's the same shit. And I'm equally as, you know, unnerved by the whole thing. So the biggest difference was the people there. Like, I felt like I was with my family and not with a bunch of kids that are like, well, my dick's bigger than yours. And I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to eat you. And then I'm going to show you my big dick. And I'm like, what happened to like playing a game and like having fun and like creating these relationships with people who experience something that no one else experiences? Like, we love each other. Like, if you needed something, I would do. Like, I know I could talk to you, but like, you feel like a part of my family, and that makes it so different. Like, if we're in a house and you ever need something, as annoyed as I would get to braid your hair. Not that annoyed, but there's nothing I wouldn't do. You know what I mean? Like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it just feels different. You know, like the guys did treat us like we were human beings. And that's the biggest thing I said to Tori when I came home. I'm like, they opened every door. Letarian made me fresh squeezed OJ. It's probably because he went to get my pants, but he still made
it. Were
they
on drugs? I'm like, no.
Yes, it was crazy.
Guys do that?
Yes was making French press coffee. I was like, yes, I don't know how to do it. He was like, I'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. That was like mind blowing. And it's funny too, because I thought this was interesting. The first day that we moved into the house, like when we got in, it was pretty late at night. And we were all tired. And I remember one of the production people were like, hey guys, you know, we have some, you know, we put out the wine and all this, and everybody was just almost too tired. They're like, what is happening? I'm like, we're old. Remember that first night, Anissa?
Yeah, girl, I went right to the wine. Yeah. I was like, we haven't had red wine on a challenge in years.
Oh, you guys got red wine?
I mean, there was charcuterie. There was everything there. There was so much meat and cheese. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's well-deserved, you know, after all the, like, you guys built this up to what it is today. So it's like, you deserve a charcuterie board and some
fully stocked, fully stocked a fridge of beer and then two bottles of vodka untouched.
Unheard of. Unheard of.
They would say, oh my God, you guys clean up after yourselves.
Yeah, our 90s party, we had to clean and like set up.
That's amazing.
It was just,
shown you and me. Oh God, we were crying laughing. Okay, so for the 90s party, we had Darrell like moving furniture for us, like, so we had a little VIP section because, you know, that's what you do in your 40s. And so you're like, hey, let's do this. And Darrell was actually helping, and I'm like looking at Anissa, I'm like, oh my God, he's helping us decorate party he's not getting into, and we just died.
He was on the list. He was like, do not let, no, he was denied entry.
Oh my God, that's so
funny.
But
we made him do everything. And then we gave out invitations. And we had all the shit. We were doing shots. Like, it was a night.
He showed up like Daryl, right? Like, when he came on the podcast, he had the same wig on. He had that little tongue thing going on. I was like, what the fuck? The romper. I was like, what the fuck's going on, Darrell?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Tori. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
But that's how you can be when you're on the show like that. Like, I feel like Darrell, like, you feel like you can't be yourself on the current show.
100%. No, you cannot be yourself because God forbid you're vulnerable and open like that. You get attacked and you get thrown into elimination. This, like, watching you guys play the game is so seriously amazing, and it makes me feel alive again in a way, because it's like when we go on our show, it's so cutthroat, it's so savage that you feel like Anissa's the only friend I think I've ever made on the show. Like, it's like you can't really open up to people. It's crazy. And so it's amazing to watch you guys compete and, like, you know, obviously rekindle all these old friendships and still enjoy yourself, and then, like, throw yourselves into elimination like badasses. So, like, I mean, just, like, going into the show, Katie, like, when you were first approached to even get on this, like, what was your immediate thought? Were you like, yes, I'm absolutely going to do it? Did you have to figure out who was going first? Like, when would
I don't ever care about who's going. I know a lot of people are really big on that. Mm-hmm. Because despite how they edit the show, I'm actually friends with the majority of people. Like, they always make it look like, oh, I'm just this lonely nerd. So I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I'm fine, you know, whatever. I knew some people were going. But at first, I was just like, oh, how much time do I have to take off from work and, you know, being away from my daughter? I wanted to talk to my husband. So at first, I was just like, I don't know.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do
it. I'm happy you did.
Yeah, I mean, I really am, like, so happy I did, because I really did have a good time. And I went out there with what I wanted, which was a little break from reality, you know, a different location. You know, Argentina was beautiful. And I mean, there were so many times that we just laid around laughing and all this other stuff that I'm like, oh, yeah. And we do these challenges, too.
Yeah. You know, like, right. It was just like the last part.
It's like, so it's just the experience, you know, really is what I like so much about it, is it's so unique, and, like, you know, it can be fun. Now, on the current challenges, do you guys even have fun?
What's that?
First of all, like,
we do.
And then we get in trouble for it.
Yeah, we do.
Tori and I have a lot of fun together, but then people are like, no fun. Go into elimination.
Talk about gameplay the whole time.
It's terrible.
Because that's, like, the conversations I walk away from. Like, we would have a conversation in our room for about 2 minutes, and then we talk about everything except the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's so mind-numbingly boring to me when people, like, you know, and I think that's kind of like, you know, the people that play Paranoid, they want to repeat the same shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I answered you. Who do you think it's going to be? I answered you. Who do you think it's going to be? And then you're like, get the hell out of here, because it's so annoying that, you know, you can't calm somebody else down. Like, they're always going to keep doing it. And then they need to talk about it. So they repeat themselves 400 times. And then
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'd be like, get out of our room. This is not a room where people come in and talk about stuff.
Yeah. I'd get up. If you wanted to talk about the game, I would be like, oh, if I'm not going in, or one of, like, my immediate close friends are going in, then I'm just going to go get out.
Yeah. I mean,
like, that's a situation, whatever.
Yeah. Are you comfortable talking or touching on the Trishelle thing at all? And if no, it's totally fine.
I mean, I'm fine with it. It was probably the most uncomfortable episode in the history of all the shows that I've done to watch. And, you know, my argument or fight with Veronica, you know, I didn't, you know, I was also young and I was like, oh, okay. But this one I was very uncomfortable with and nervous. So I got a lot of, like, texts from the cast being like, are you okay? Are you doing all right? Because that is not who I am today. That's not who I want to be today. I have a daughter. I don't need her. She doesn't watch the show anyways. I mean, she's 5. And, but I, you know, I can't sit there and tell her about being kind and do this when mommy's yelling, fuck off. You know, like, I think we both looked bad. I don't think whether or not it was justified. It was unfortunate. And I was really upset about it. You know, it was unfortunate. Eric came down and actually stopped me because I was about to actually lose my shit. And he was like, you got to go to bed. So I went to bed and then had Anissa rub my back.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, we were in the bathroom and I'm like, absolutely not. Like, what, you're not, like, just there, you can get in a fight without having to go that far. And, like, we've been hopefully working on ourselves for a while, and we've seen each other all act like idiots on national television.
For sure.
This was like the first, this was like a redemption season for a lot of people to show like how far they've come with their problem solving mm-hmm. skills. And it's just hard when you're there and you just can't leave and sleep it off. You know, you really have to confront things head on, and it just sucks. But you learn that like, not every relationship is meant to be forever. And unfortunately you had to learn that way.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because you have a bunch of other people that, you know, really love you and yeah. support you and, you know, are like Team Katie.
I have nothing bad to say about her. I mean, I don't think we'll be friends again, but I mean, I'm not going to trash her. I've pretty much mm-hmm. stayed pretty silent on the whole thing. I know she's done several interviews. Derek asked me to do his podcast, this Reality Bites. I mean, I've been asked to do different podcasts, but I don't want to keep talking about it because right. I don't want to give it more attention than it needs.
Right.
It was unfortunate. It was a mess. Things got personal. And I was sad about it. You know, I was sad about it. I was very, mm-hmm. like, my feelings were hurt. Yeah. I feel like when people are like, how did, what happened? I mean, I think that's why the cameras didn't get it, is because it wasn't this feud for hours. It went from like us being normal to all of a sudden her angry.
Yeah.
And I just want to correct this, because I think on the after show, it got kind of, you know, whatever, misconstrued. When she got home, Corey and my mom called her and just wanted to see how I was doing. Like, how is she doing in the game? I said on the after show, she talked to them, but she was all, her family called me. Mm. So I'm going to verify that. I don't know why that part's relevant, but it is true.
Okay.
They called her, but they said that she acknowledged the fight and said it was her fault.
Well,
I clarified, honey, that you called Trisha.
I love this. It's okay, Corey. Just like open a beer and relax. Yeah.
About.
Oh. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's it. But I wish her well in life. I do. I really do. I you know, that's pretty much, this is my closed chapter on that topic. So.
Yeah.
But
consider it closed. Yeah. Well, thank you
so
for sharing.
So to open it back up though, would you do a second season of All Stars?
I don't think he wants me to.
Mm. Yeah, shut up, Corey.
I don't know. It depends. You know, the problem is like, it seems like if there is a season two, it's going to be during when my daughter would be going to her first day of school in first grade.
Oh, you can't miss that.
I don't want to miss something like that. I mean, so, but I'm not the only mom on the show. And so right. there's a lot of parents. I don't know that a lot of people would want to miss that. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
Tori, you got to see this child.
Yeah, I do.
Her daughter is one of the prettiest things I've ever seen.
Oh,
she's absolutely
stunning. I'm sure.
And her
poses she's a little Katie.
Are insane.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, she might be worse than Katie. She's got a little too. There she
oh,
is.
Oh, my God, Katie. She is gorgeous.
Right?
If anybody hasn't seen Katie's daughter, is she on your Instagram? Have you posted photos of her?
Yeah, my like Decker Kate Instagram. She, Decker Kate KY, by the way.
Well, listen, that's amazing.
Oh, don't worry. We will have all of that stuff.
We're gonna shout out what you've been up to, what you've been doing, so we can make sure that people get to start following and supporting all of
but
your
I
projects.
But I do stories with her. She's the funniest thing. She thinks she's on YouTube. She thinks she's like a YouTube star. She does not have a YouTube. She records, like, she'll say, hey, Scribers, thanks for watching.
Scribers.
Call them Scribers.
Scribers. Yeah. That's really cute.
That's amazing.
I'm going to start,
start doing that. We may start doing that. Hey, Scribers, it's Anissa and Tori.
100%. Can we borrow that?
I'll record her with my phone and she'll like explain how to do something. And then she's like legit goes, thanks for watching. Yeah.
So cute.
Funny. And she has fans. And I did send Jemmy a video because she was like, I want to thank you so much for watching my show. She has no show. So when I tell her, I have a show. She's like, so do I. Could give a shit.
I love it.
That's hilarious. So is it safe to say that since the season has ended, you've been home with her and helping her get Scribers?
Yeah. But you know, when I got my husband recorded a video every day that I was gone. Aww. So that I didn't miss anything.
That's very sweet. Yes, that's adorable. Have you also been sweet? And you do your decor stuff. You want to tell us about that and like what that's about?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have my real job, like, you know, my daily job is senior finance manager for a media production company. And then I started like a Instagram account, you know, on interior design, and it's Decker Kate KY.
Okay.
And so I just share like house stuff, and you know, I do some design work, and it's just what I really love to do. I mean, I don't do it for a living, but it's very enjoyable to me, and it makes me happy. So
yes, well, a little secret.
How to on my flowers in the background. Oh. Like,
wait. No, but she didn't tell you this. When she would call her husband, she would make sure that he karate chopped the pillows. Like, she would be like, oh, my God, you didn't do that. Thinking that there would be, like, a whole, like,
oh my God,
FaceTime montage of her pillows.
Yeah, I was like, if when I call you, will you make sure the background of the house looks really pretty and, like, karate chop the pillows? And before my elimination, they wanted me to, like, mean mug the camera with my helmet on, which I just think is really awkward, you know? Yeah. And so everybody was, like, in the background yelling, Katie, Corey stained your new couch.
Oh, and my God.
Corey dropped the pillows. Get pissed.
That's amazing.
They're like, they're drawing on your walls right now.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so, Katie, we ask everybody this question. This is the final question of the show. It's just kind of like whatever you think. But if the Challenge All-Stars is, like, about the greatest of all time, then we want to have you have the – we want to give you the opportunity to create a Challenge Mount Rushmore. So if you could pick two guys and two girls ever from the Challenge, who do you think would be on that Mount Rushmore?
Anissa.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love my friends.
Darrell.
Yeah.
Now Letarian.
Hey.
And another girl.
I know it's hard to pick girls. The girls are hard.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good ones in very different ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Is this just from the All-Stars cast?
No, literally whatever.
Of all time.
Myself.
Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
I want to be right next to Katie.
Yeah, not as like the world's best athlete, but I mean, I bring some shit to the show. Okay, let's.
Yeah,
you really do.
So
yeah,
it
really
might not be the athleticism, because you know
the challenge isn't all about that. Let's be real; it's not the Olympics; it's the challenge.
It is, and anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
But.
Katie, it's been
a pleasure. I love you, and thank you so much for drinking iced coffee in front of me knowing I can't have any, and for coming on here and talking to us and taking time out of your day. I know you have to get to your lunch date with the hub soon, but I love seeing your face, and I love you, and I loved doing the show with you. You made it that much more fun and exciting and worth it to be there.
I wish they could show more of like me having fun.
Us?
Yeah, like
I know we had a blast.
Yeah, I mean, like just in general, I feel like I'm always awkward in my interviews because I feel like I talk like this, you know, my head.
No, you don't. I'm like,
but I don't like looking directly into the camera and addressing it. I just feel stupid. And then if you're talking about something that already happened, and then I'm like, I'm afraid of the water. Gosh, I was telling my interviews are awkward, man. Just get me in my natural element.
You were fine. You really did fine. You got to give yourself more credit. You totally look fine.
Yeah. Well, Katie, where can we follow you? How can we support you? And again, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, ladies. Decker Kate KY, and I have a blog, just Decker Kate, and that's DeckorKate.
Yay. Okay. Well, awesome. So excited to see everything that you got going on. And thank you again so much for coming on the show. You're amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Katie.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh man, Katie Cooley is the coolest. I don't know if that's like the worst, part ever.
That was terrible.
But it is what it is, because Katie Cooley is the coolest. So you're going to have to deal with that. I love her. I've always loved watching her. She is such a firecracker, but it's also nice to see her in like this boss bitch element where she's like, yeah, throw me in. So it was really cool talking to her and getting her side of the story for a lot of things. And, you know, to kind of spin off of that, Anissa, I loved that she put you in that Mount Rushmore because you deserve to be there.
I mean, I love that. I think it's half friend and half all of my determination, perseverance, and skill that has put me up there. But I want to know something moving forward, Tori. Question from Nicole. That if you could form a team of four, including yourself, with new school and old school, so you'd have to pick three people.
Okay.
Who would you pick for your ultimate challenge team?
Okay. My ultimate challenge team. So I have to pick old school people and I'm the new school person, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. Old school and new school. Just pick your perfect team.
I'm picking me. I'm picking you because I love you. And I can't. And if I'm winning this final, I'm winning it with you.
I love you.
I'm also going to pick CT because that motherfucker doesn't go anywhere. And believe it or not, I'm going to pick Darrell because you can't sleep on Darrell. Like, he still has it. I have my faith in Darrell. I'm picking Darrell. What about you? Who would you pick?
Well, you.
Okay.
I would also pick CT.
Yeah.
Two brains are better than one.
He's so smart.
I can only pick one more person. I mean, I may pick Derek. You know, I love him. I haven't been able to win with him. I think that he is such a great guy. He's always been such a good friend. He's always rooted for me. We've both been, you know, underdogs together. So
he's a fighter.
Yeah. And I know that he would do anything to win, you know, so that would be our team.
Okay, but let's do ourselves a favor. If you couldn't pick me and I couldn't pick you, right? Because
I'd pick Emily.
Emily Schramm. Okay. Yeah.
I pick Emily because I have really good chemistry with her.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a toss-up between her, Rachel, or Laurel.
Laurel, too.
I've known, it depends. I mean, I've known Rachel since I was 20. Mm-hmm. So Rachel's a that beast. I have that friendship. Yes. Yeah. And she's quick and she's agile and whatever. And she's light enough to be put on my back. Mm-hmm. But then I have Laurel, who's like good at everything.
Right.
And like always good at janky shit. She's like Jordan.
Yeah, she
like
is.
Just good at weird stuff that you can't train for.
Yep, she
just
is.
Hops on there like, yeah, easy peasy. And I'm like, what? You alien? So it's a toss up between the three of them. Oh, and Emily, fuck. She is like a godsend, like my little teddy bear of strength. She is just such an awesome human that keeps me very zen.
Yeah.
But like will push me. So
yeah,
I just need to throw all, if I could make a superwoman.
Yeah.
I just like to mash them all together.
Yeah, of course.
And put them on my team.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think now that you mentioned Jordan, I would put him on my team and I would either sub him for Darrell or CT. Haven't figured that one out yet. Probably Darrell just because CT's been winning new ones. But I think Jordan's such a monster that I would probably put him on if I forgot about him, believe it or not.
It's okay. And then, there's a lot of people to choose from.
And then I think for a girl, if I couldn't pick you, I would maybe pick Jenny because she's a monster.
I forgot about Jenny.
She's a monster, dude. She's a new school monster. So but for
I think for the experience and someone who's done it for so long and doesn't like the puzzles or this or that. Like,
yeah, but Jenny's good at puzzles.
Yeah, I don't
know.
She won.
Never
really
she beat
done
Johnny.
That
she beat
she
Johnny.
She did. I don't listen. I was so upset about that final.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them. Push it out like a bad childhood memory.
All right, let's leave this question behind. It was really interesting to kind of go down challenge player lane. But honestly, Anissa, we
challenge player lane?
I don't know what I didn't know.
I like going down challenge player lane. It's where all the challenge players are.
I fucking hate you. All right,
memory lane.
Yeah,
of challenge players.
I'm so sweaty. We got to get off. Anissa, okay, where can they follow you? Where can they follow you?
I'm only worried about Letarian following me now. But
ooh.
It's Anissa MTV, A-N-E-E-S-A, MTV on Instagram. Send me love, slide into my DMs. And Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal. I'm a fan of the show right now. I'm not on it, but you know I'm rooting for my girl Anissa. She's still in the game. So send me some listener questions if you're watching. I want to know what you guys think. And make sure that you watch the biggest event in challenge history because this is the Challenge All-Stars, and it's streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
And then go behind the scenes with us on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.